The Mishnayos of Megillah, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. So we pointed out a kind of an irony that the motif of the Megillah, the motif of Purim in general, is really unity. Leich Kenosis Kol HaYehudim. So it seems a little bit strange on the surface that we have different days for the reading of the Megillah. Like, how exactly does that add up? What we tried to explain is that part of it actually serves the purposes of unity. That one of the reasons that we're looking to free up the villagers on Yedalid and Tesvav is because the Gemara says that they were capable of providing provisions for those who had to make their Seudas Purim in the larger cities where they may not have had access to the same agricultural products. Second of all, we pointed out that refocusing the attention from Shushan Abira to Mukepes Choma Mimos Yoshua Binun was also a way of organizing the Jewish people, because we know that the Jewish people are unified around Israel, right, especially around Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim habnuya ki ir shechubra layachtav, and that has a way of orienting even the practice of the walled cities. The 15th points in the direction of Jewish unity. It's not so much Shushan Habira as it is Eretz Yisrael. So now the Mishnah goes through all the permutations. Ketzad chalios yom arbasar b'sheni, if the 14th would fall out on a Monday. Kfarim v'yoros kedilos karim b'bayom mukavos choma machar. That would be pretty uneventful, just the 14th and the 15th. Chalios b'shlishi o b'revi, kfarim akdim in the yom aknisa. So the villagers could read on the 12th or the 13th. Vayaros gedolos korin bo bayom, umukavos choma lemachar. Chalios b'chamishi, say the 14th falls out on Thursday, kfarim vayaros gedolos korin bo bayom, umukavos choma lemachar. Again, that configuration is only 14th and 15th. Chalios erev Shabbos, if it will fall out, the 14th will fall out on Friday, kfarim akdim in the yom aknisan. V'ayaros gedolos u'mukavos choma korin bo bayom. The mukavos choma in this situation can't read on the 15th because there's a gzera derabanan, the gzera deraba, shema yavi ben rabba amos b'shus harabim. You can't carry the Megillah. It's interesting. There's a second sheet in the Gemara. This is the last line, the Aftalon Amidbez in Masachta Megillah. Amar Rav Yosef, he says it's for a different reason, because you can't give tzedakah on Shabbos. And enayim shel aniyim nesuos mikra Megillah, that it's not right, because the aniyim know that the whole story of the Megillah is v'nafochu, that things that look one way can turn around and become the other. And they even hear the words, matanos avyonim, so they get their hopes up. So it's not right to read the Megillah on Shabbos for those purposes. The Balei HaTosfos point out is that you really need this reason, because there are some areas where the Din D'Rabbanan might not apply, like in the Beis HaMikdash itself, Ein Shavos B'Mikdash, so very, very important idea. Mukavos Choma, Korin Bo Bayom, so we'll move them up for this year in that kind of a configuration to read on the 14th. So Chalios B'Shabbos of the 14th will follow it on Shabbos. Kfarim Vayoros Gedolos Makdimin V'Korin Liyom HaKnisa. We actually don't follow this lehalacha. The Rambam paskins against this line of the Mishnah. He says the Kfarim would go up to Thursday, but the Ayaros Gedolos would read on Friday. Mukavos Choma L'Machar. Chalios Achar HaShabbos, right, if the 14th falls out on Sunday, Kfarim Makdimin Liyom HaKnisa. The Kfarim would read on the market day on Thursday, Vayaros Gedolos Korin Babayom, Umukavos Choma L'Machar. Now there is an interesting point here, is that if the Yom Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, so that's what we call the Purim Meshulash. You have this in Yerushalayim. The veterans of Yerushalayim, they know about this phenomenon. The Pasuk says, V'lo Yavor. You can't read the Megillah past the 15th, so they have to read it on the 14th. Remember, they can't read it on Shabbos, because that's an Issur D'Rabbanan. So the 14th, they would read the Megillah. The 15th, they come to Shul, and they read Vayavo Amalek, right? The special Purim reading is included into the Kriyas HaTorah. And they read the special Haftorah associated with that. And then, fascinating, on Sunday, the 16th of the month, they do the mitzvahs of Simcha. They do the Seuda and Shalach Manos. So that's called the Purim Meshulash. Happens every few years in Yerushalayim. It's a very fascinating idea. And there are important nafkamina, because that's considered, perhaps, a Kriyas HaMegillah Shelo Bizmana. Kriyas HaMegillah Shelo Bizmana, the Gemara Megillah Daf Hei, quotes a machlokas between Rav and Ravasi. There, you might actually not be able to read the Megillah b'yichidus. You might actually need a minyan for purposes of Kriyas HaMegillah, per Meshulash that happens in Yerushalayim, when they read it on an unnatural date. So that's an important criteria. So how do we define what an Ir Gedola is? Ezo Ir Gedola, kol sheyesh ba asara batlanim. This is the worst marketing of all time, because you say asara batlanim, and you think that these people are do-nothings. But the truth of the matter is that the asara batlanim played a very important role in the community. These were people that learned. There's like the community kollel. And then in addition to that, they were always there for tzarchei tzibor, making minyanim and the like. So you could have 10 million people live in a metropolis, but it's not a halachic city until you have a sar batlanim, because we measure things not quantitatively, but qualitatively in terms of Torah. Pachos mikana reze kvar. So be'elu amru magdim min v'lo ma'achrin. Right, in the kvarim, the b'nei kvarim, we move it up. Aval zmanate kohanim. People, there were certain families in Klal Yisrael, we learned in Masachas Tainis, that had certain days when they would bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash. If that falls out on Shabbos, you push it off. Tisha B'Av, it falls on Shabbos, we push it off. As we know, Akdume Puranusa lo mikadminan v'chagiga, if the first day of Yontif happens to fall out on Shabbos, so then we don't bring the Karban Chagiga on the first day. And v'hakel, also hakel, we would push off. If a Motzai Yontif Rishon happens to be a Shabbos, the Rambam says because of the Tzkios, the Yerushalmi says because of the Bima, the Ravid doesn't like the Rambam on that point. Ma'achin v'l Magdimin. So Aval Bishamer Magdimin, when it comes to the Megillah, even though they read the Kfarim, the villagers can read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, or 13th, Mutarin behesped of Atanios, Umatanos Levyonim. It doesn't mean that the holiday is transferred from the 14th or 15th day in Simcha L'Bizmana. So they could have a hesped on that day. It's a little strange. You know, you read the Megillah and you have a hesped the same day, but maybe it's not so strange after all, because the Megillah has different components to it, as the Rav pointed out. Matanos Levyonim also you can give when you read the Megillah for the same reason that we said before. Einayim shel aniyim nisuos mikra Megillah. So Amar Yudei Masai makom shemachlisim b'sheni v'chamishi, avam makom shenichnasin lo v'sheni v'lo chamishi, and korino sala b'zmana. Just being a village doesn't entitle you to this dispensation of reading the Megillah on 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's only in places where that is the established practice. So God willing, we'll pick it up here tomorrow with Mishnayos, Dalad, and Hay.